The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. When I was a child, I went everywhere with my mother. Years before I started school, I knew how to sit quietly and pay attention. That was what I did at the Mary Kay cosmetics parties, where she showed women how to pamper their skin with oatmeal masks and radiance creams. And it was what I did while she busied herself with conversation at ladies' luncheons and doctor appointments. Silence was my ticket. It meant I was welcome anywhere. It was my assurance that I would rarely be made to part from my mother's company. Being an expert at sitting quietly gave me something else, too. It taught me the pleasure of gazing out at the world while also gazing inward at my own thoughts. Sometimes I think my propensity for silence makes it difficult for me to fully surrender to the commotion of my current life, the chatter and animated clamor of living with lively children, children who love the sound of their own voice, children with seemingly zero interest in downplaying their presence, children who stomp through space, roaring laughter or howling melodramatic tears, shattering silence at every opportunity. And so, my relationship with today's poem, Silence, by 20th century master Marianne Moore, is complicated. For starters, the poem is about something the speaker's father used to say, something that comes off as a bit remote, and perhaps more than a bit judgmental. But it's also witty, and it makes more than a little sense. See, he seems to prefer people who don't impose much, people who know when and how to be silent. Maybe part of this perspective is informed by a lack of interest in others, but a portion of it seems to ride upon the father's sense that something worthwhile lives in silence. That silence is sometimes a vehicle for delight, awe, wordless gratitude. Maybe I'm simply reminded of my 4-year-old self, whom I can almost decipher in lines like these. They sometimes enjoy solitude and can be robbed of speech by speech which has delighted them. The deepest feeling always shows itself in silence. The complication comes in for me near the end of the poem, when I begin to suspect that the speaker's father might not be quite generous of spirit, when I begin to worry that the speaker might still be recovering from the chilling effect her father has upon others. Perhaps this father is someone for whom the love of silence and solitude has fostered an annoyance with those who make demands upon his attention and test his patience. Not the friendliest seeming fellow. And yet, there is a part of me, an old familiar part of me, that seems to know exactly what he means. Silence, by Marianne Moore. My father used to say, superior people never make long visits, have to be shown Longfellow's grave or the glass flowers at Harvard. Self-reliant like the cat that takes its prey to privacy, the mouse's limp tail hanging like a shoelace from its mouth, they sometimes enjoy solitude, and can be robbed of speech by speech which has delighted them. The deepest feeling always shows itself in silence, not in silence, but restraint. Nor was he insincere in saying, "Make my house your inn." Inns are not residences. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation.
My name is A. Adenike, and I financially support The Slowdown because the show allows me to understand poems on a deeper level. I love the thoughtful lead-in Major provides before each poem. Join me in making a gift to The Slowdown today. Head to slowdownshow.org/donate.